Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast for Friday, May 10th, 2013. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, here to talk to you, as always, about all kinds of stuff. Let's start with movies. Last week at the box office, to no surprise, Iron Man 3 was number one, $174.1 million in the U.S. alone. I think it's pretty close to a billion worldwide now. Pain and Gain was number two, $7.5 million. 42, number 3, with $6.1 million. Oblivion, number 4, $5.6 million. And The Croods round out the top 5, yet again, with $4.2 million. New this week, The Great Gatsby, Peoples, Stories We Tell, and other movies in limited release while you wait to go see Star Trek. In the news, X-Men Days of Future Past is going to be shot in 3D. Avatar sequels are said to be shooting in 2014 now. Jurassic Park 4 has been delayed. It won't meet its June 2014 target. No new date was given. Special effects pioneer Ray Harryhausen died this week. He was 92. Shane Black is set to direct Doc Savage. Warner Brothers has announced its intention to do a new Dungeons & Dragons movie, because the last couple were so great. NBC renewed Parks and Recreation with no confirmation on the future of its series Community. Up All Night, Guys with Kids, Whitney, and 1600 Pen were all canceled. Fox canned, or they quit, all the American Idol judges. I think I heard Randy Jackson quit, everybody else is gone. So if you watch that show, that's what's going on there, or so I'm reading. On sale at Entertainment Earth. We have many sales running right now, so go to entertainmentearth.com to see our Lego sale, buy one, get one 20% off. Also see new promotions for Comic-Con. We're announcing new products and contests by how many followers we have on Facebook and Twitter, so go check us out there right now, because what else are you doing? Come on, we'll show you something new. It'll be fun. In toy news, IO9 revealed that Iron Man 3 is going to be getting a movie Marvel Legends Mandarin action figure based on Ben Kingsley. Exciting. The G.I. Joe Eaglehawk, not Tomahawk, but Eaglehawk, is now up for pre-order. Expected around June or so for roughly $45. Order it at Entertainment Earth, because why not? A new Marvel Universe and Legends wave were revealed. Marvel Universe 2013 action figures wave 2 has Astonishing X-Men Wolverine, Rhino, Captain America, Iron Spider-Man, Red Hulk, Thanos, Ultimate Spider-Man, X-Force, Wolverine, Punisher, Hawkeye, and Nova. While Marvel Legends Wave 5 includes Punisher, Captain America, Wrecker, Jean Grey, Black Panther, Scarlet Spider-Man, and Hawkeye. We also got word that Transformers Generations Legends Wave 4 is coming soon. This has Starscream with Waspinator and Megatron with Chop Shop. Waspinator and Chop Shop are effectively triple changer minicons that go from a bug to a robot to a weapon. We also added Transformers Generations Deluxe Wave 5 with Orion Pax, Bumblebee, Megatron, and Trailcutter. This is a set of all four, and the prototype packaging at Toy Fair showed that each one includes a full-size reprint of an IDW Transformers comic book, which is not a bad deal for what you get, really. What else we got? Oh, new arrivals! I am told that the Star Wars Darth Vader 31-inch action figure is due any minute now. It's from Jack Specific. It is what I just said. It's a 31-inch Darth Vader figure, and it's under $50, which is really a screaming deal. I'm not quite sure how it's done. I'm assuming there's magic. Rumpelstiltskin may be involved. I'm not entirely well-versed on Rumpelstiltskin, but that is my understanding of how he works. He makes 31-inch Darth Vader figures. Also, we added pre-orders for Transformers, Beast Hunter, Supreme, Optimus Prime, the Ultimate Spider-Man All-Stars action figures Wave 2, I think I talked about it on this podcast. Let me check. But basically, there's a new, cheaper Spider-Man action figure with only 5 points of articulation. There's two more of those coming. The clear blue one's one of my favorite figures of the year, so I'm excited about that. We also added Avengers Assemble All-Star Action Figures Wave 1. That's a new wave of Avengers figures based on the new cartoon series that are going to be at about $6, $7 each, including Thor, Iron Man, Hulk, and I believe Captain America in the first wave. And that's all I got for this week, so thanks for listening. I'm experimenting with yet another new setup. Last week, my hard drive crashed. Interestingly enough, almost right after I recorded the podcast. So I recorded the podcast for you guys, uploaded it, and my computer said, I give up. So, yeah, just getting all that in order. If it sounds funny, let me know. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/entearth. Check us out on Facebook, Google Plus, and everywhere else, because we're there. We're everywhere, and we're here for you. So if you got any questions, comments, concerns, email us at any time, cs@entertainmentearth.com, or check our website or call us. We have a phone number. I don't have it memorized, but it is an 800 number, and that's very important to us. And you, because who wants to pay? I want someone else to pay for the call. Why should I pay? Why should I pay? Anyway, I'm rambling. Next time, see you guys. Podcast, me, Entertainment Earth. Woo!